For my friends across the globe, for perfect strangers, for anyone listening to this, please know that I, as a U.S. citizen, military veteran, woman, mom, person, college graduate, and fellow human being, that I am not this administration. And I know for a fact that there are many, 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 many of us out there that do not support the things that are going on in our country right now. It is shameful to see all the bigotry, all the hatred, ignorance, discrimination, racism, the profiling. The cultural divide is growing instead of shrinking because of what is happening in our country. We are not our elected officials. We do not think the way that they are portraying us to be. You may see many of us out here standing up for what we believe in. That is what we're supposed to do. We need to raise our voices at injustice and discrimination and racism and sexism. And we ask that all of you realize that we are not this mouthpiece or these people spewing hate. That is not the American people, or at least not any that I know. There are so many of us out here that are with mouths wide open too at what is happening to our country. I hear a lot of supporters of this administration always say, "Oh, he's making America great again." Horse pucky. Okay, that's as nice as I can put it. You cannot make a country great when at the core of it, how can the 1% of the 1% know what is best for the regular American U.S. citizen? For the American person living in the United States? How can you tell me you know what is best for my family if you've never walked a mile in my shoes, or it is so alien to you that you can't comprehend our day-to-day life? So please don't judge us all based on what you are seeing from this administration. I have great respect for our allies throughout from the Revolutionary War and beyond. For all of you world leaders, please know that we the people are more than just the president and his staff. I have values. I have morals. I know right from wrong. I've raised my children in the same fashion, to be contributing members of society, to get as much education as they possibly can so that they can have a better life than myself. These are regular things that we strive for. At least every American parent that I know, probably any parent that I know, or any person that wants to do better for themselves and for their family or loved ones. I see this a lot of times on the social media sites where they say, well, besides the comment with great again, I see also, the people have spoken. No, no, no. 49% of the voting eligible in the United States did not go to the polls. So 49% stayed silent. Thank you all so much for praying for us, for having warm thoughts, for uniting with our Native Americans who are trying to protect our environment, who are trying to make sure that future generations aren't ruined by a pipeline. For all of you out there that are trying to stop the hate and stay positive, thank you. Thank you so much. I wish you all well. And I ask that you send all well wishes and warm thoughts and prayers to us, the regular residents of the United States. We need it. Y'all have a very blessed day.